Today marks an amazing anniversary. It was 50 years ago, on October 4th, the first unmanned satellite was launched into outer space. Sputnik was about the size of about a microwave oven, but it caused fear and awe in America because it had been launched by our enemies, the Soviets. Our next guest, journalist Jay Barbary, remembers the day. In fact, it so captured his imagination, he was inspired to make outer space his beat. And 5 decades later, it still is. He has covered every major space launch of the past 50 years. He's written about in his memoir, Live from Cape Canaveral. So, Jay, you're our witness to history today. Where were you and what were you doing when you first heard about Sputnik?
Well, I was working for the NBC affiliate WALB in Albany, Georgia, when I first heard about it, and very intrigued, as everybody was. Everybody was speculating that they're going to drop bombs on our heads and all sorts of dire things that couldn't happen or would come true, of course. But again, what most people didn't know, there were two groups of people in those days that were working on the getting into outer space. Dr. Wernher von Braun and his group in Huntsville, Alabama, at the Redstone Arsenal, and also Valery Korolev and his group over at Baikonur on the steps of Kazakhstan, where they launched Sputnik into orbit. And as I said, Allison, people did not know that in 1956, Dr. von Braun rolled Redstone number 29 to the launch pad, fashioned it with rockets on its upper stages, and put a satellite on board and was not permitted to launch. And they forced him to roll that rocket back to the hangar, in which he did, and put it in mothballs. And it was only after Sputnik was launched on October the 4th, 1957, and then the insistence of the Eisenhower administration that they follow the IGY, the International Geophysical Year, that we were participating in with the Vanguard rocket, which was not ready to go. They tried to launch a Vanguard on December the 6th, 1957. It crumbled on its pad. Its little satellite fell over in the Palmettos and just beeped away, did nothing.
That sounds really sad that it just fell over.
My question is, though, Dr. von Braun,
Jay, were Americans really aware that the Soviets had this sort of capability at the time?
Oh, yeah, well, people in the know, because they kept telling us they were going to do it.
Did anybody believe them?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we were on, in those days, Allison, we didn't believe they could build a refrigerator. And we were very stunned that they had done this. Of course, they had the Germans from the Piedmont group that they had captured during the end of World War II that was working with Korolev over there, as was von Braun and his group here. So those were the people who had to know. The actual father of the rocket age was Dr. Goddard, who pioneered rocketry in this country, and von Braun and his group studied after Dr. Goddard. But anyway, they rolled the same rocket, Redstone number 29, to the launch pad, and within 57 days they put Explorer 1 into orbit on January the 31st, 1958, when they were finally given the okay to go. But we found ourselves in a position that we had to catch up, Allison.
Yeah, let's get a sense of how Sputnik's launch was played out in the news media at a time. I want to play a clip from an old newsreel.